Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. We are living in a very interesting time where all the world is shut down and many, many Christians are asking, is this the tribulation? Is this the 7 years of tribulation that is prophesied in the Word of God? Many in the church today don't even have a clue what is happening because the preachers and teachers have neglected to teach on the end times. Well, I want to say this. The tribulation is not here yet. The Antichrist has not appeared on the scene. The salt of the earth has not yet been removed. We need to seek, we need to understand Scripture so we know the time we are in. The Bible teaches us, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So what is happening? This virus thing that we're seeing, I believe a lot of it is blown out of proportion, and I know for a fact that it will soon pass. As we get closer and closer to the end, we may see different strange things happening before the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to ask the believer a question. Are you looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, or are you looking for the Antichrist? Scripture teaches us in Titus chapter 2 in verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." So the Word of God teaches us to look for the appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So today I will teach on an interesting subject: the difference between the saint, the Church of God, and the tribulation saints. There are some interesting differences. The way they pray is one of them, and what they should be looking for is another thing. What does the future hold for them? It is a very interesting situation, so I'll teach on this subject today. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear that has enveloped the church. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the signs of the times so that they will see and understand that you want us to edify one another, to comfort one another, especially as we see the day approaching. Lord God, you will enable me to make clear what the church should be encouraged in and what to look for. So, Lord God, you will anoint this message. You will bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, the Bible teaches us in Titus chapter 2 that we should look for that blessed hope, the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. But much of the church today, up till now, was more interested in sports and in getting all the possessions that they can get instead of seeking and looking at the signs of the times. This is why we have so much fear in the churches today. They don't understand on what's going on. They don't seem to see that God has been warning us that these things will come upon the scene. So what is he saying to us today? We see the virus. We see the world being locked down everywhere. This has never happened in my memory, where all the world was locked down, where they cannot even hardly go out of their houses. But these things are predicted, and we will see more of those things. And Jesus said, in those days, when these things happen, he will come back like a thief in the night, like as in the days of Noah. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. People were going about their business. There didn't seem to be a concern until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came. And that's exactly what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah. People were eating and drinking and enjoying life till Lot left that city and fire and brimstone came and destroyed them. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 1. But of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Very interesting. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Here is what I believe this scripture means. We are heading for the last days. We are heading for the time of the tribulation and the rapture of the church. But before that will happen, there's going to be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Many, many millions will turn to Christ. The Bible talks about the latter rains. The first rains were given at Pentecost, and the latter rains are going to be given before the end time harvest, and we are right in that time. And things will go very good on this earth, as far as I can see. And people will begin to say and cry out, peace and safety. It's going to be nice. That's what the Bible teaches us. People will be going about eating and drinking and plowing and planting and doing all these things. Then all of a sudden, it'll happen. Destruction will come as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. That is going to be a very interesting day. But here is what it tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 4. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So it tells us that we need to pay attention to the signs of the times, because we're the children of light. The light comes from the Word of God. It teaches us how these things will come to pass. So it admonishes us not to go asleep, but to watch and be sober. That is really a warning from God. So let us be careful and wait for that glorious appearing of our God. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 9, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, that means whether we are alive or we are dead, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another. So he's teaching us here that we are not appointed to wrath, and you have to read this in context. It's talking about the great tribulation, the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says we're not appointed to wrath. That means the wrath of God that he is going to pour out on this planet during the tribulation. It's going to be awful. The Bible teaches us that Satan will be brought down to earth. The Bible teaches us that hell will open up and the demonic forces will be brought out to this planet. The Bible teaches us they shall mingle themselves with mankind. It's going to be an very terrible time of suffering, where most of the world's population is going to be wiped out in a matter of 7 years. And then the Bible teaches us how to pray for one another. I want to show it to you in Matthew chapter 5 in verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he has made his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? So what he's basically telling us, to pray for the lost. He is telling us in this age of grace and mercy to pray for our enemies, to bring them into the kingdom of God, to let them know that God loves them, for he treats us all the same. We all get the same rain. The sun shines on all of us. We are basically in this together with the unbeliever, and our job here is to bring them into the kingdom so that the Lord Jesus Christ can reward them with eternal life if they turn to him for salvation. So the Lord God has called us to pray for our enemies, to do good to them, because the Bible teaches us he is willing that none perish and that all come to repentance. And even during the tribulation, the Bible teaches us many, many millions and billions, millions and millions of people will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, but their prayer will be different. Their way of operating will be different. There is a big difference between the church and the tribulation saints. We, the Church of Jesus Christ, we look forward to the soon coming of Christ. We look for that blessed hope that he will soon come to take us unto himself. But what happens to the tribulation saints? The only hope they have is that they'll soon be killed. And that is written in scripture. And I heard one preacher once talk about the tribulation. He was talking to his church of about 1,000 people. The only hope I can give you is to be killed by the Antichrist. That poor pastor, he did not know or understand that there is a difference between the church and the tribulation saints. He did not understand that before the tribulation begins, the salt of the earth, the bride of Christ, will be taken from this world. And then the horrors and the wrath of God will be poured out upon this planet. So for you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to turn to him today. The Bible teaches us very clearly that we should love our enemies. We should love one another. We should live soberly in this world, because we don't know when our Lord will come. He'll come as a thief in the night. The Bible teaches us, of that day and hour knoweth no man. We know exactly when he'll come back at the end of the tribulation, because it gives us the months, it gives us the years, it gives us the days. But of the time of the rapture, we do not have a clue. He could come at any moment. So open your heart to this and turn to Jesus, for we don't have much time left. And on the next part of this program, I will show you the difference between the tribulation saints and the Church of Jesus Christ. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
I've never been to the place where Jesus was born. I wasn't able to hold him in my arms. I've never seen him, but it don't make much difference.
That he's real.
something that makes me know that it's real. I'm born of His Spirit, and I know in my heart He lives. The sacrifice for all men, and His blood cleansed me from all sin. I wasn't there, but I know that Jesus still lives. No, I wasn't there, but I know.
We have studied on this program how the Lord Jesus Christ tells His church to pray. We should pray for one another. We should look out for one another, whether we're Christians or whether we're the world, because this is how we bring the world to repentance. For the Lord Jesus Christ is willing that none perish. But during the tribulation, it's going to be different. Yes, we're going to have 144,000 Jewish people preaching the gospel. There's going to be an angel flying through the heavens preaching the gospel. We'll have two witnesses preaching the gospel. Many, many millions will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. But what amazed me about the tribulation saints is what they have to look forward to and how they pray. And I will show you how they pray and what they're supposed to look for and what they're looking forward to. It's quite a difference from the Church of Jesus Christ, which is evacuated before the tribulation. In Revelation chapter 7, in verse 13, it tells us this: "And one of the elders answered and saying unto me, What are these that are arrayed in white robes? And where do they come from? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The Bible teaches us that during the tribulation, many will turn to Jesus for salvation. They are the tribulation saints that have made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. And how do those tribulation saints pray? I will show you in Revelation chapter 6 in verse 9. "And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." What an incredible situation here. The church was told to look for the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ to comfort and edify one another. And it was also told to pray for their enemies. But now here we have the tribulation saints. How are they praying? They want God to avenge them, to judge and avenge their blood. And what does the Lord God tell them? He says, wait a little bit. There's some more of you that have to get killed. And until all those are killed, then it'll be fulfilled what is written. What an incredible difference. The tribulation saints had one thing to look for that was to be terminated by the Antichrist. During the tribulation, many, many billions of tribulation saints will go to their deaths because they have chosen to believe in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So with their own blood, they will have to prove that they are in love with God. What a difference from the church age to this age. So here it goes to say, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 9, for the saints of God, for the church, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. For the tribulation saints, it tells us this, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. This is what the tribulation saints are looking forward to be killed as soon as possible. That's going to be their hope. So I want you to pay attention to those scriptures, for they are written, and it's going to come to pass. The tribulation is not going to be a picnic. It's going to be horrifying. The lockdown that we are in now, the virus that is keeping everybody at home, is dominating everybody's mind, and people are scared. And I want to assure you again, it'll come to pass. But then we need to look up to God, for those things will intensify as we get closer to the end. But at the same time, the power of the Holy Spirit will sweep the earth for the last harvest. So open your eyes, look around you, and you will see the signs of the times. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, when you see these things begin, it says begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. That is the hope of the church. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.